This is KCUR 89.3. Last spring, graffiti appeared in an alley in Westport, the heart of Midtown Kansas City. It read, "Here's where I was raped." The word sparked dialogue about sexual violence in our community. KCUR's Andrea Tudhope spoke to a group of women who are trying to change something about the culture of Westport. And as a note of warning, this topic that we're about to explore may not be suitable for our younger listeners.
On a typical Saturday night in Westport, hundreds of people mill around between bars like Harry's and the Foundry. The crowds are thick between road blockades that contain the area, which isn't to say anything about the crowds inside the bars. There's a lot of noise and a lot of drinking, but people say there's a lot of something else going on.
Rape culture is a really big problem in Westport.
That's Helen Proctor. She's a founding member of the Squad of Sisters, a new group dedicated to combating sexual violence in Kansas City. In the spring, they started collecting anonymous stories for a zine called Worried About Westport.
We got quite a few, actually. I think we had a few more than we were able to include.
Within the stapled photocopied booklet are detailed accounts of date rape and stories revealing normalized street harassment, like this one.
We were walking down the street.
Anna Maldonado is another member of the group.
We heard this guy be like, "I already slapped 30 asses tonight."
He said he planned to do the same to every woman without a man for the rest of the night. Things got heated before the man ran off.
We went up to a cop and told him about it, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I saw the whole thing," and just like brushed it off. I don't know. It's just like, people just don't see a problem with it.
The problem, as the Squad of Sisters sees it, is in the culture of silence around sexual violence that allows it to happen. They want to see open dialogue and proper system response. The police, for their part, face some difficulties when it comes to how to handle sexual assault.
So many times we wait for the victim to come to us to report that because it is their choice to decide, is that a sexual offense to them or is that acceptable to them?
Captain Cindy Cotterman with the KCPD oversees the Westport area. It's heavily patrolled by dozens of security guards and police officers. Cotterman says this, along with the presence of Westport Public Safety and the extended season for the barriers containing the district, has made the area safer. In Westport, from June 2014 to July of this year, there have only been 14 sexual offenses reported. An additional 19 are suspected to have originated in Westport. That's a total of 33, compared to nearly 600 reported in the metro area during the same time frame. But when asked if she is surprised to hear about the Squad of Sisters and their concern for Westport, Cotterman says, unfortunately, no. The police department estimates that at least 50% of cases of sexual assault, sodomy, and rape go unreported.
Sexual violence can be such a personal issue.
That's Jessie Hogan. She's the director of advocacy at the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault, or MOCSA.
Sometimes survivors feel reluctant to reach out to law enforcement or really to even talk to anyone about what's happened to them.
Compared to the nearly 300 sexual offenses reported to police in 2015, MOCSA saw more than 700 requests from survivors seeking hospital advocacy immediately after an incident, a record-breaking number for MOCSA, marking a 45% increase over the last 5 years. Numbers aside, it's common enough that many are taking action, even on a conversational level.
If you hear like a rape joke, don't just like pass it off and laugh at it. Confront that and be like, why do you think that's funny?
Caitlin Corcoran is the GM at Sava, a small champagne bar in Westport. She kicks someone out at least once a month for following a group of women or making them feel uncomfortable. She considers protecting her guests a responsibility, especially in the business of serving alcohol.
I think it's an extension of hospitality. I want the women that and men that come and drink in my bar to feel safe and have a nice experience.
Like other bar owners, she keeps in close contact with Westport Public Safety, calling them if someone needs an escort to their car. Corcoran encourages her guests and staff to protect themselves, but there's only so much she can do.
It's never that individual's responsibility to be able to prevent sexual violence from happening against them.
Hogan says it's not about teaching people how to avoid becoming victims, but about taking action on a community level. To put this into perspective, she says, consider the movement against drunk driving. If it had focused on how to avoid being hit by a drunk driver, it wouldn't have worked.
Instead, it really took people coming together and recognizing that we all have a role in preventing it, including challenging the cultural acceptance of drunk driving.
And challenging a culture of sexual violence is what the Squad of Sisters is trying to do. Among other ideas, they're developing a mobile advocacy team. Volunteers would occupy Westport on the weekends in a traveling safe space of sorts. But their first step is giving voice to the issue in Westport and beyond. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.